Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ginny Beth Martin is here, too. Ginny Beth is the CEO of the largest national Tea Party organization in America, the Tea Party. You know who they are. That means they're conservative. And it's been an interesting interesting to see the birth and the growth and where they are right now. I'm going to get her to tell us about that in just a little bit. Ginny Beth Martin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. I know the one thing you want to talk about today, we're going to do in the first segment for sure, is getting kids back to school. Not only do I believe that getting kids back to school is important for education purposes, for their education, for the families, that whole dynamic between working and your kids going to school and how you live your life around that when your kids are at school age, that whole part of it, that gets us back to normalcy. But I also worry, Ginny Beth, about the level of fear that our children have that most of us did not have. And I'm worried that I think we need to get the kids back into their routine for all those reasons. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. In fact, where I live in Georgia, school will be starting in the next couple of weeks. We start school very, very early in Georgia. And my children will be seniors in high school. And so it's not exactly fear that you're talking about, but right now they're excited that they're going to start back to school, and they are completely apprehensive that it will be shut down again and that they'll be back in a lockdown situation. So there's a lot of stress and anxiety. And then for people who my children know enough about the virus to take it very seriously and understand who is at high risk and who is not at high risk. Mm-hmm. But for children and parents who don't know that, I worry about some of them because they are living in such an unusually heightened sensitivity, scary time right now. Well,
when you turn on the news, when you say high risk every day. Jenny Beth, when you say high risk, explain. I know the answer to that, but explain that for the audience. What do you say? What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, there are certain groups of people who are much more susceptible to the worst of coronavirus than others. And that group of people includes elderly people, people with pre-existing conditions, especially mm-hmm. obesity, diabetes, and hypertension. Mm-hmm. And so there and other pre-existing conditions that are very severe, and you would have to go talk to your doctor to make your own personal assessment for how high risk you are. People who are relatively healthy and younger are less at risk. In fact, children under the age of 14, there have been deaths from coronavirus with children mm-hmm. under the age of 14 and under, but it's been fewer than 35. And of children and young adults 24 years old and younger, including the ones who are 14 and under, so from 0 to 24, there have been fewer than 200 deaths in that age group. Those younger children are able to fight this virus.
This is a tough subject, Beth, because as much as I am on your side in getting kids back to school, I also have to point out that that the kids may not get the disease, but this may be the most transmissible thing we've ever been around. And the worry is that they'll bring it home to someone who's in that risk group, maybe the grandparents or maybe some other family member or a neighbor. Also, there are older teachers who may fit into that category that wouldn't have worried about it. If people have talked for decades with diabetes, but now they could be at risk for going back to school. Those are all the arguments for not doing this, and it's hard to argue with some of them.
Well, it is until you think about the fact that those same people are probably going to buy groceries and have been doing errands over the last 6 months because you have to. And so as adults, we've found ways to social distance, and the adults within the school can social distance.
Is that how it would happen? Would children be told to stay away from each other? Will they wear masks? What's the proposal?
They could be told that, but the fact is, the virus is known to be transmissible from adults to children. There is not known transmission from children to adults. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean it could not happen, but so far, in all the time that we've known about it, which is a relatively short time because it's so new, there is not transmission that they note from children to adults. In fact, 22 European nations reopened school, and they found that there was no significant increase in the spread of the virus among the students, mm-hmm. among the teachers, the staff, or their parents.
I want to get to another point before we wrap up this segment, Jenny Beth, and that is the learning from home. What's the experience now? What did we learn from getting kids to educate themselves online at home? What do you think?
That has been for the top students who are highly motivated and make very good grades, they have been able to maintain most of their studies and do okay with it. But for students who were not at the top of the class, who are not completely motivated on their own, they haven't done as well.
The younger children have almost impossible. The elementary kids
almost
can't
impossible.
Do this, really, can they?
No, if they could, we would just be popping kids in front of TVs and would have been doing that for a couple of generations now. They can't. And then also, if you don't have Wi-Fi in your house or fast enough Wi-Fi for every single person to be online streaming at the exact same time. And by the way, you have to have technology for every single person in the house to use it at one time. If you don't have that, the quality of education just goes out the window.
We've made a national investment in schools, not a national investment in work in remote education. Jenny Beth, give us a website quickly before we go to the break.
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
All right, so check it out. We're going to take a quick break and come back. I'm going to ask Jenny Beth, where is the Tea Party these days? Haven't heard a lot from them lately. We're going to see what she has to say after the break. Jenny Beth Martin will be back with me after this one. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.